More Americans died from drug overdoses last year than ever before. And while the number of lives lost is up across nearly every demographic since the start of the pandemic, there's been an especially alarming spike in overdose deaths among Black Americans. John Yang reports from St. Louis on what's behind a growing public health crisis.
I'm going to take a listen to your heart and lungs.
In a St. Louis clinic, 52-year-old Gerard Rowe has a routine appointment with Dr. Kanika Cunningham. She makes the usual checks.
Give me a deep breath. Let me blow out.
Next time around, this is it. And now. Asks about another issue she's monitoring.
You said still kind of using a little bit. Are you using safely? No, we had talked about that before. Okay, snorting, not doing anything, IV.
Nope.
Okay.
Cunningham, a family practice physician, treats drug addiction in her patients just like any other medical condition, like high blood pressure or diabetes. If they're not ready to stop using drugs, she wants them to use them safely.
I'm also concerned the last time that happened, you had that overdose, so I don't want you to overdose again. My treatment plans incorporate safe use tips, safe consumption tips, 1-800 number to never use alone, reviewing how to use Narcan. So I want people to leave feeling empowered and equipped with information, because it's a chronic disease. Recurrence of use is going to happen. So if we know that it's going to happen, why don't we give the individual in front of us, share that knowledge that I have so that I can see you next week at your next appointment, or see you 2 weeks later.
It's an approach she believes could help stem the soaring number of drug overdose deaths, especially among African Americans. Here in the St. Louis area, since 2015, deaths from drug overdoses are up nearly 400% in the Black community, a rate of increase that's 8 times higher than the rise among white residents. It's a public health crisis that's largely been overshadowed by the pandemic.
In 2020 and 2021, we lost over 400 Black men. Over a 2-year span, we lost more people to overdoses than to COVID-19. This is a civil rights issue. It's a human rights issue that we need to change. It's a chronic disease, and we have stigmatized a chronic disease.
Yes.
Roe has been battling addiction since 2016, when he was depressed over losing his job and someone offered him heroin.
So I was in the dumps, and I thought that, maybe that'll make me feel better if I snort a couple of lines. That hooked me, and it hooked me for 5 years. I mean, hooked me bad.
Heroin gave way to fentanyl, a synthetic opioid 50 times more powerful. Eventually, he was taking up to 35 pills a day.
Was it just wanting it, or was it needing it?
Needing it. I even stopped paying bills just to get that, you know. The nice apartment I was renting that I was at for 5 years, that's gone. It really took me through some things.
Two overdoses of his own couldn't convince him to try to stop, but the overdose deaths of two others close to him did.
I lost a son. He overdosed. I lost a brother, all in 1 year, overdosed on fentanyl. And that woke me up. No ifs, and buts, no second guessing. I gotta stop.
Roe has been Cunningham's patient for 3 months.
I mean, some days it's like up here. I mean, it's so intense that I can't get past it.
She's put him on Suboxone, one of the main medicines used to treat opioid addiction.
Let's see how you do. That should really help control your cravings and withdrawals.
He says it's helped him cut down to a single fentanyl pill a day.
I know where the need is, and that's where I like to go.
To reach people like Roe, Cunningham teams with other healthcare providers and community groups to take treatment out of doctors' offices and clinics and into neighborhoods like this one in North St. Louis.
Get it cleaned up. What are your thoughts about that?
I would love to have that.
Mobile treatment centers offer things like the overdose reversal drug Narcan and offer tips on how to safely use drugs.
This is one effort to bring treatment, bring everything into the community and not always rely on the community to come to us.
And what are people getting here? What's being handed out?
Food. They're given Narcan that's there, fentanyl testing strips as well. If people need access to sign up for Medicaid, so we get them at least start the initial process, we'll sign them up for Medicaid.
It's part of an effort to build trust and break down barriers in neighborhoods that Cunningham calls
treatment deserts.
Where our treatment centers are situated, sometimes people have to catch 2 and 3 buses to get there. So imagine the burden we put on people to come to us to see us, and then you have a small window of getting there on time if your bus is late, and then you're told you can't be seen. So it's so many different issues.
Also part of the neighborhood effort, clergy like the Reverend Roderick Burton.
This is Narcan. This is what we use to reverse the overdose. Definitely we need to get this into the hands of the community.
Cunningham advises them how to talk about substance abuse in ways that show compassion.
The church, unfortunately, has been, many leaders and members have had a judgmental view of people who are suffering from addiction. We can learn, number one, what's the right way to talk to people who are experiencing this, so we're not doing so in a judgmental way, but also how can we acutely address when people do fall out, how can we save their lives?
I mean, I remember walking the street with my grandmother, going to the corner store, and
it's a shift in attitude that Cunningham knows firsthand. She grew up in the St. Louis area and recalls how her grandmother spoke about people in the neighborhood who used drugs.
I was also raised to view substance use as an issue, drug use problem that's on the individual. And now, the more knowledge and education, I see that it's more of a systemic issue. It's not on the individual. It's trauma. It's systemic racism. It's all of that.
And all that can be a hurdle between people who use drugs and finding treatment.
The overdose crisis is disproportionately affecting Black people because they can't get their basic needs met.
Devin Banks is a psychologist at the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
There's a stigma associated with being a person who uses drugs, and there's a stigma associated with being Black. The people who are being affected recognize that stigma and that discrimination, and that prevents them from feeling safe in treatment settings.
Yeah, you've been taking your medication?
Yeah, I've been taking it.
Cunningham says getting patients into treatment is only half the battle. Often an even bigger challenge can be keeping them there.
You know when your next appointment is?
It's the 3rd of next month.
Okay.
Community health worker DeAnthony Henderson crisscrosses the city, checking on patients and being an extra set of eyes and ears for Cunningham.
Sometimes in the doctor's office, you know, they don't feel comfortable with sharing a lot of things. So when I come out, they usually share more with me, and I'll be able to share it with the doctor.
So we need to get you up to a good dose to help treat it.
It's all part of Cunningham's approach to treating addiction, one that Gerard Rowe credits for the progress he's made.
She don't scold me. She lets me make my own decision. Either you're gonna stop or not. But I'm gonna tell you, if you don't stop, this is the result. And if you do stop, this is the result.
Can you put into words what they give you?
Hope, confidence. They give me the power to overcome this. They give me an outlook on a better future. I really appreciate you.
I appreciate you too.
A future that he hopes will not include drugs. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang in St. Louis.